2202 for your free catalog now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live this morning from Longfellow's Greenhouse, and it's their spring open house, their 34th annual spring open house. They're located in Manchester, Maine, which is the next town north of Augusta. So if you live in central Maine or even southern Maine, come on up. Great place. Unbelievable selection of annuals, perennials, roses, shrubs, and trees of all type. And it's their open house, so there's all kinds of specials. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer your questions, and they have salespeople that are here to explain their product from the trade. So come on by. I know you'll have a great day. A lot of us are trying to grow things organically, and we're not quite sure how to go organic. So I thought I'd invite a friend to explain to you how to grow your vegetable garden organically. And this is the number one organic company in the United States. All of the fertilizers that they develop are all developed organically. And in the last couple of years, they've added mycorrhiza. They keep adding to make the product better. The name of the company is Espoma. And if you've ever used Hollytone or Plant Tone for your shrubs and trees, then you've probably used one of these products. Joining us this morning is John Harrison, and he's going to tell you everything that you need to know to grow an organic garden. John, good morning.
Paul, good morning to you. Good morning to your audience. And I didn't know you were broadcasting from our friends at Longfellow's, but good morning to them as well.
All right. Thank you so much, John. We really appreciate that. People are getting anxious. I'm really anxious. I've planted peas, onions, shallots, and strawberries this past week. And, you know, like everybody else, I have to keep saying, calm down, you know, don't get too fast here. Tell us how we should get our gardens ready organically.
Well, there's a couple things that you can be thinking about this time of year. As you mentioned, you can start thinking about the cool season crops. Lettuce, certainly. You mentioned peas. Certain other cool season crops can be in the garden right now. But the the stars of summer, unfortunately, you have to wait until the danger of frost is gone. But that doesn't mean there's nothing to do. You can certainly be preparing the garden bed by working in compost that you've created or been able to acquire somehow to add organic matter to the soil. And you can start by you can be starting seeds at this time. In fact, your listeners ought to be thinking about that, going ahead and planning out their garden, where things are going to be in the summer, and start planning on how many individual plants they're going to need, and being in the garden center looking at the seed racks and checking out all the new varieties of seed that are available, and getting those summer plants started now. And it's really easy to do. You can use a simple flat to put in Seed Starting Mix, we introduced a new line of soils this year that includes a great seed starting media. And go ahead and get the seed started. You would simply just, you know, put a moist mix in the pan and sow the seeds in the mix. Ideally, you'd cover it. Either it came with a plastic lid or you'd have a clear plastic bag and set it in a bright but not direct sunlight location and watch the magic happen. And in a few days, you'll start to see some sprouting seeds, and then you can start putting your new plants in individual containers. And while you can't do anything outside for the vegetable garden, there's plenty of things that can be done to get ready for when you can, and seed starting is certainly a big part of that.
Now, your company, Espoma, they've primarily been working with fertilizer for our shrubs and trees and all types of plants, but you came out this year for the first time with a soil. Tell us about the soil that you've developed.
Well, we developed a whole selection of organic potting mixes, certainly an all-purpose mix that can be used in any gardening or container gardening situation, whether it's a indoor houseplant or outdoors in the container garden. The seed starting mix I already mentioned. It's time to start thinking about doing that task, and the new organic seed starting mix is ideal for that. And then cactus and African violet, and certainly a great orchid growing mix, and then some amendments, perlite, vermiculite, what have you, all out and available in the garden centers now. And I can't say it enough, it's time to think about seed starting, and the seed starting mix is ideal.
Now, you know, for a lot of us, potting soils are potting soils, but you've done something revolutionary in your potting soil that nobody else has done. Tell us about what you put in your potting soils.
I thought you'd never ask. You mentioned at the outset of the broadcast the mycorrhizae. We've taken the mycorrhizal fungi and put it in our all-purpose potting mix, our seed starting mix, and our cactus mix. So the mycorrhizal fungi that's been shown to enhance root mass and grow bigger plants better with more blooms is right in the growing mix.
And you're the only company that has mycorrhiza in it. And this is very, very unique. You know, for those of you listening and saying, well, it's, you know, mycorrhiza, what's the big deal? But this mycorrhiza, when it's added to a seed-starting soil or to a potting soil, is going to do things that the soil never was able to do before. As you stated, it's going to make the root system develop bigger and stronger. It's going to give you better results. So this is very, very unique. You have changed all of your fertilizers in the last couple of years, and you've added the mycorrhiza to it. So for a company your size to change something that's been around for a long, long time and to add the mycorrhiza, this has really got to be something special for the home gardener. Could you tell our listeners what mycorrhiza is and how it works?
Sure. Mycorrhiza is a naturally occurring fungi. Unfortunately, with our developments and the way that we've gardened, a lot of tilling going on, most naturally occurring mycorrhiza is not there and needs to be replenished. What mycorrhiza does is when it physically comes in contact with roots, it forms a relationship with the root that is beneficial both to the fungi, which means it's going to be making more and replicating itself, but it's also going to benefit the plant. And essentially what it does to the plant is open up more channels of opportunity for water and nutrients to enter the plant. So the result is a larger root system, a plant that's more willing or able to withstand heat and drought stress, a plant that's going to grow bigger, faster, and going to produce more.
Now, you have an organic vegetable fertilizer. Tell us about that.
We do. We have a product called Garden Tone, which was specifically formulated for the needs of fruiting vegetable crops such as tomatoes and peppers, but it can be used on anything in the garden. It's all natural. It's all organic. It has the biotone microbes, which have been shown to enhance all aspects of plant growth, sprayed right on it. And it's an ideal food for the vegetable garden. Very simple, easy to use. It's a granular product. Ideally, you'd mix it in with soil prior to planting the vegetable garden, and there are directions right in the package to do that. And you need to feed the individual plants afterwards, maybe every 3 to 4 weeks throughout the growing season, to get the best possible results out of your vegetable crop this year.
And this is totally organic. So for people that want to try and grow everything organically, we've never really had anything organic in the past other than compost and cow manure or chicken manure. But this is a fertilizer that you've blended that will do more than chicken manure or cow manure, right?
Oh, yeah. We think anytime you have a blended plant food, you have a much better product than a simple single ingredient. And there's a host of reasons for that. But the biggest one is that you have various different nutrients because of the diversity of the mix being added to the thing. And the garden tone is all natural. It's appropriate for organic gardening. And it's certainly what the listener wants to use if they want to garden completely without synthetics and using organic methods.
Now, jumping to the lawn quickly, how about having a lawn that's going to be grown organically? Is that possible to control the weeds and feed it and have a good-looking lawn?
Of course it is. Of course it is. There's no reason to use all the synthetics on the lawn. You can use organic and natural. Our lawn food, our some organic lawn food, is all natural and organic. It can be used anytime during the growing season. And in the early spring, we have a Spum Organic Weed Preventer, which helps prevent crabgrass and other weeds from becoming established in the early spring. So there's no reason to use all those synthetics on the lawn. There are alternative methods and products that can produce a great lawn.
Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilom Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilom Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilom.com, that's FERTILOME.com, for a dealer near you.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech.
Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with John Harrison from the Espoma Company, talk a little bit about vegetable gardening, on how their organic fertilizer is much, much better than cow manure or chicken manure, but it's a blend of all kinds of organic products for the vegetable, and also you can use it in the flower beds. But with the lawn care, John, what do you recommend for controlling weeds at this time of the year and feeding the grass at the same time?
Well, at this time of year in the early spring, real opportunity exists to nip crabgrass and other pesky weeds in the bud before they get started with a product we make called Espoma Organic Weed Preventer. And it's also, we say plus, Weed Preventer Plus, because it also feeds the lawn with a lot of great organic nitrogen. And what it does, applied in the early spring, is it inhibits the crabgrass seeds that overwintered from establishing themselves. And if you can get rid of the crabgrass early, it's much easier to contain it now than it is having to deal with it later on in the summer. So it helps eradicate the crabgrass, and it also provides a great all-organic feeding of the lawn.
Now, could you tell us what corn gluten is? I mean, we hear a lot about it on the radio. We see commercials for it on TV and read about it in the newspaper. What is corn gluten?
Corn gluten is the material that's in the weed preventer. The easiest way to talk about it is it's a byproduct of the production of cornstarch. And what comes from that process is a beautiful, bright yellow meal material. It has a rich aroma to it, and it's just a fabulous product. We actually take them and have it granulated, so it spreads easily through a broadcast spreader, and it's a great all-natural material that can be applied to the lawn, feed it naturally with a lot of organic nitrogen, which is what turns the lawn green, and it will help prevent the establishment of crabgrass seeds by preventing their germination and establishment. So it's a great product to be used on the lawn now in the early spring. And it has to be done in the early spring for the weed preventer aspect of it, because You want to really get after the crabgrass and other weeds before they get a chance to become established later on. So now's the time to think about it.
So corn gluten is just what's left when they process the corn.
That's correct. They take the corn and they want to create the cornstarch, which is used in all kinds of food applications. And what's left is this glutinous material. And as I said, it's a rich golden color. It has a very relatively pleasing scent to me. I mean, that's obviously the objective thing. But again, it's all natural. It's all organic. It contains a lot of nitrogen, and it contains the significant amount of protein, which is what it works to inhibit the establishment of crabgrass in the early spring. So great product to be thinking about using on the lawn right now to replace the synthetic application in the early spring, which is used to feed the lawn and inhibit crabgrass and other weeds.
That's wonderful. And those of you that are listening, if you come down to Longfellow today, one of your coworkers is here, John.
Great.
Charlie is here.
Shields.
Yeah, Charlie Shields. And he'll explain to everybody about the various Sysponma products, like we've been talking about with the organic vegetable fertilizer. So if you want to grow organically, he can work you a program so that you know what to apply, when to apply, and also for your lawn, he can help you to design. If you want to do like a four-step program, that's what he's here for. And he'll explain to you about the different fertilizers, when is best that they're applied, and tell you about this mycorrhiza also. So it's a great day. Come on down to Longfellow's Greenhouse. We are in Manchester, Maine, which is right north of Augusta. And there are a lot of sales reps here that are here to explain their products to make it easier for you. Now, for trees and shrubs, it's not too late to put on holly tone and plant tone, John?
No, not at all. In fact, early spring's the ideal time for most of the needle leaf plants, for the holly tone. Anything that evergreens that you want to feed right now would be a good time to do that. Flowering plants, we suggest waiting a little bit, but certainly very soon you're going to be able to feed azaleas and rhododendrons. But certainly, yeah, you want to start thinking about getting the evergreens fed, and that's just one of the other tasks that you can be thinking about early spring in the garden.
Terrific. John, thank you so much. We appreciate your time, your energy, your enthusiasm. And we'll talk soon. Thank you.
I hope so. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
This could be your year, the year when your flower beds burst with color, when you remember what homegrown vegetables are supposed to taste like, and when your lawn is more lush than you ever dreamed possible. Because this could be the year you discover Bradfield Organics. With Bradfield Organics fertilizers, you don't feed the plants, you feed the soil, and the soil feeds the plants. So you're working with nature, not against it. Sure, some chemical fertilizers give you quick results, but they're short-term. And what about children and pets? Bradfield Organics are safe, clean, and pleasant to use. Simply follow directions and the results can be dramatic and delicious. Chances are, even wild birds and butterflies will prefer your yard to the neighbors. Yes, this could be your year with Bradfield Organics. Choose from Luscious Lawn and Garden or Luscious Lawn Corn Gluten Blend, wherever exceptional garden products are sold.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's BUYSinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Today we've tried to give you a good assortment of information about the gardening, as well as taking questions, and we're going to go right to that. But if we can help you, the number, 800-259-9231. If you need additional help, go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com. And while you're there, sign up for the email newsletter. This is a free email newsletter that comes to you every single Thursday. Four stories, all kinds of information. You can print it, you can delete it, but it will help you in the long run. Don, who's up next?
This is Franklin from Maine, who has a question about some tomato seedlings.
Franklin, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a question about algae problems. I started 52 tomato plants in my basement, and I'm using a shop light with a warm white and a cool white bulb, and I'm using sphagnum peat moss to
start these seedlings, and for some reason I'm getting algae all around them, and I'm wondering if there's something that I can apply that will kill the algae without killing the seedlings.
So you're getting like a mole that's growing on it?
It's green. It looks like, I'm guessing it's algae. I don't know if it's fungus or not, but it's green, and I think it's algae.
Okay. What it is it's like a moss that's growing on that peat moss that's growing that you have used. And as the plants mature, they should not create a problem. You have to remember that peat moss can hold 20 times its weight in water. So when you're growing seedlings in peat moss or sphagnum moss, you don't have to water as often as you would if it's soil. Now that you know that it holds 20 times more water, if you continue to water at the same rate, you're going to get something called damping off. And damping off is the result of wet soils or a wet growing medium. So what you really need to do is allow those flats to dry out between watering. That green moss that's growing there will slow down. And then when you're able to transplant them to larger containers with some real soil or a man-made soil like the Espoma or the Jiffy mix, those mediums have been sterilized. And from what you're saying, I think it's because you used something that wasn't sterilized. And 90% of the time, as long as you don't keep it wet, they will be okay. So be careful. Go easy on the water. The other thing that will help is if your room where you're growing them gets warm and it feels like it's humid in there, if you could cool it down a little bit or even get a fan to circulate the air. If there's air movement, it really does make a difference. So if a temperature comes up, humidity levels build, get a fan just to circulate the air. I'm not saying run the fan 24 hours a day, but during part of the day, if you could just run it for 10, 15 minutes, just to change the air around it to have less of a problem with diseases. And if you see that they're falling over, then take the plants that look good, get them out of that container, and pot them in some sterilized potting soil. But if you run it dry, you shouldn't have that problem. Thank you, Franklin. Don, who's next?
This is Ed from Massachusetts, who has a question about privet hedges.
Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, you have a great show.
Thank you.
I have a question. I did have hedges in front of my house, and I know from this is a house that's been in the family for a while, and every 20 years or so, we always cut the hedges down basically to the ground, and we did that in March. I believe it's a privet hedge, and cut it down almost to the ground, and I'm wondering, I could see little shoots starting to grow, but is there anything I should do as far as a fertilizer or whatever?
Yeah, definitely, because, see, you have removed the whole top of the tree.
Yep.
The privet is a plant that can do that, and the first time I saw this done, it was my freshman year in college. I came home to help pot roses, and I drove by this house that everybody drove by. You saw this gorgeous privet hedge. It was getting old, and the bottom part of the privet hedge, you could see through it now.
Exactly. That's the way this was, and it was probably about 4.5 feet high. It was really difficult to trim, do anything with. Yep.
Right, and this was the same thing. I drove by the house, and the guy's out there with a chainsaw, and he cut the whole hedge to the ground. I almost drove off the road. I couldn't believe what he was doing. But he came to the nursery. He asked me some questions, and I talked to him. And he said, like you, he does this every year. He put down some plant tone organic fertilizer. He did it in the spring and then again in the fall. And within 3 years, that hedge was back up to 3 to 4 feet tall. It was thicker. It was fuller. And it had leaves all the way to the ground. So now you had total privacy. So you've done everything okay. It's just to most people, it's such a drastic thing. But for a privet hedge, that's the only way that you can rebuild the density on that plant. And you should get about a foot to 18 inches of new growth from this hedge. Now, during June, July, and August, if you really, really want to push it, get some of the liquid Miracle-Gro. There's a liquid version that comes in a bottle, and you just attach it to the hose, and it mixes all by itself. If you can hit that hedge with some Miracle-Gro a couple of times during the summer, that in combination with the plant tone, you're going to see a beautiful, beautiful hedge. Next spring, before the new growth starts on your privet hedge, take about 3 inches right off of it. That way you remove all of the terminal growth, and instead of that shoot getting taller and taller and taller, you remove that. The side buds will break. They will compete to become the new leader. And where you had one branch, now you have two or three. So it will make your plant thick and full at the bottom. So don't wait till it gets up to be 6 foot tall before you prune it. When it's 18 inches tall, take an inch or two right off the top. Next spring, it will double in density. Great going, Ed. Thank you. And a great question. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Teresa from Maine, who has a question about an apple tree and also about moles.
Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Teresa had to run outside. This is her husband, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
She was waiting for quite a while. We had two problems. One of them was at the apple tree last year. There was something, whether it was a woodpecker or what it was, straight line pecks all the way around the apple tree. Little holes, little tiny holes all around. Do you know what that might be?
It probably is a woodpecker looking for insects.
Uh-huh.
I have a son that lives in Florida, and he has a whole bunch of trees in there, and they look just like that. But there is a reason. If it's just a few holes here and there, don't be concerned about it. If there is a lot of holes, then there's something that you should be concerned. And one thing that you could do, if they're going at the same place or in the same area over and over and over again, buy a product called hot pepper wax. It is like jalapeno peppers, a really hot and spicy one, and they put it into a solution, mix it with wax, and it will adhere to the tree. So when that bird comes back and he starts pecking at it, he'll get a mouthful of this hot pepper wax. He's not going to like it, and he'll stop pecking at your tree. Now, did you have a second question?
Yeah. We've got some kind of moles in the yard. And it's amazing. If you look down at what they've done, there's piles of rocks and dirt, little tiny rocks. It's about the size of a cow turd.
Yep.
And there's got to be 30 or 40 of them all over the yard. Well, I've cleaned them all up now.
Yep.
But somebody said, well, there's probably something going after the grubs. But I've never seen anything. There's no hole underneath the pile of rocks. The holes are somewhere else.
Right. These are rodents that stay underground most of the time. And right now, because it's early, they are every place. Once we get into some heat, these moles and voles will leave your lawn, and they will go into tall grasses. They will go into wooded areas. What you want to do is to get a product called Mole Scram. Mole Scram is a combination of different products, one of which is castor oil. And you put it down with your fertilizer spreader, or if it's just a small area, you can buy it in a bag and just hand sprinkle it like you're throwing rock salt on ice where these tunnels are. When the mole digs through your lawn, he'll get the castor oil on his fur. So you want to put it down and then water it in. He'll get the castor oil on his fur. It's sticky. He doesn't like the feel of it. And like a cat, will clean his fur by licking himself. He'll get the castor oil in his stomach. It's a laxative. It'll give him the runs, and he will not go in that area. And I had a real bad problem 2 years ago. And we talked to the people from Mole Scram and Deer Scram. And what I do now is in the fall of the year, around Thanksgiving to Columbus Day, in that time span, or Columbus Day to Thanksgiving, I apply a 10-foot wide band around the perimeter of my grass. You don't have to treat the whole lawn. They live in mulch beds during the summer. So if you've got shrubbery and you put down pine bark mulch, that's where they are. If you have a flower garden, they're going to be in there. They will get into a vegetable garden. And that year we had a problem. They ate my carrots and my beets. Beautiful top on them. I went to pick them, and they had a half a carrot or a half a beet. They had gotten in there, and they had eaten some of it, and it was a total nightmare. So now, in the fall, I treat the perimeter of my lawn 6, 8, 10 feet wide, and they don't come into the grass anymore. And then in the spring, I plant the garden, and then I sprinkle this product all over my vegetable garden. It's castor oil and natural oils, and it's kept them out for 2 years. But I'll never forget when I went to pull my carrots in September, there was only a half. The other half was eaten. So try Mole Scram, and most garden centers carry the product. Very easy to apply also.
Having a healthy, beautiful lawn isn't hard. In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts. With Scotts' 4-step annual program, having a great lawn couldn't be simpler because it takes the guesswork out of giving your lawn what it needs when it needs it. Scotts' 4-step distills it all down to just 4 applications you make throughout the year. 4 bags of the precise mix of nutrients your lawn needs at the precise time it needs them. 4 easy steps that take you just minutes, yet give your lawn what it needs to be its best all year. To solve problems like weeds, bugs, and thin spots, and help it be the healthy, beautiful lawn you and your family want. The time to get started with Scott's 4-step? Now. So get to your local hardware store or garden center today and get a great Scott's lawn. Easy as 1, 2, 3. You get the idea.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life. Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who do we have up next that has a question on gardening?
Up next we have Paul from Maine, who has a question about his asparagus.
Paul, good morning. How can we help you with your asparagus this morning?
Good morning to you. Good to talk to you again. I do have a question about asparagus, but I have a quick question on the tomato. Have you ever grown Morton F1 hybrid tomatoes?
Oh, I've grown Morton for years. I love it.
I've been fighting and finally got some seed this year, so I will delight myself with them then.
It's a nice medium-sized tomato, nice and thick, and great for salads and for tomato sandwiches, my favorite.
I will take care of these young plants like they were family then. I've read or heard in my travels that asparagus like a little bit of salt in their bed. I'm going to add some salt, I was thinking, to my asparagus bed. What's your knowledge on that?
When I was going to college at University of Massachusetts in Amherst, I took a course on fruit and vegetable production. And one of the things that they said, asparagus beds have a tendency to get weedy. And they don't want you putting any weed killers down because you're going to hurt the new shoots that continuously come up all year. And you could hurt that foliage. And what the commercial growers of asparagus used is salt on the beds to control the weeds, and it does not hurt the asparagus itself. Now, what you could do is this. Send me an email today about telling me that you call me on the radio about asparagus, okay? And I will email you what the rate is. I think I have a pamphlet from the University of Mass that talked about it. But they were using as a weed control in asparagus only, nothing else. They were using salt, and it worked very, very effective. Okay? So send me an email, P Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, like mom and dad, at roadrunner.com, and I'll email you when I get back home tonight. Thank you, Paul. Don, who's next?
This is Patrick, who has a question about what effect his pets may have on his lawn.
Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, I'm sorry about that. My phone just cut out there. Thanks for taking my call. While I was on hold, I had an extra question, and I thought I'd ask them both very quickly. First is what the best way to handle, or how is the best way to handle a dog urine on grass, whether we could add something to her diet or to the grass itself. And then the second is on a bluestone sort of patio that I installed. I'd like to start growing some, very low maintenance sort of moss or some sort of plant that might be able to grow nicely in between the cracks as opposed to grass. So I'll listen for your answers.
Okay. On your patio, to fill in those cracks and crevices, it's really, really easy, Patrick. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to the supermarket, buy a big container of white yogurt, no fruit, nothing in it. Take the yogurt, beat it up a little bit. You can put a little bit of milk in it so that you really break it up so it's soupy, and pour some of the milk and the yogurt in the cracks and crevices between your bluestone. When it gets hot, it's going to go sour. It will acidify the soil, and it will make the mosses grow in the cracks and crevices. When I was in college, one of my teachers had our class help him to build a stone wall. And when the stone wall was all built, we took sour cream and milk that we blended together, and we took paintbrushes and we painted that on his stone wall. And the following year, when we came back to school, his whole wall was full of mosses and lichens on it. So if you do that, you can even take, if you have some garden statuary, paint yogurt on him, and he'll turn like he's been there for years and years. To help to get the urine out of the grass, what you want is garden gypsum. And go to soillogic.com, and you can order liquid gypsum on the internet, or better still, go to your local garden center and ask for Soil Logic liquid gypsum, and you just spray it on, and that will clean it.